Are you excited but nervous at the same time about investing in real estate? Are you confused about where to get started? Do you feel uncertain about your ability to invest in real estate because of finances, the market conditions, or not knowing enough? Hi, my name is Monica Sawyer, and I'm the host of the Real Estate Investing for Women podcast. I work with professional women on how to get started in real estate investing or grow their current portfolios. In this podcast, I will share my own strategies as well as those of many amazing experts so that you too can build wealth the blissful way. That means building wealth on your own terms, part-time, with very little stress. To get started, download your free report on my personal favorite strategy at blissfulinvestor.com. Ladies, before we get into the meat of this episode, let's have a quick word from our sponsor. If your idea of asset protection and tax mitigation is setting up a simple LLC and family trust structure, you could be leaving your business, real estate, and personal assets completely exposed. Imagine instead being able to take advantage of the bulletproof asset protection tools formerly reserved for the ultra wealthy. If you'd like to mitigate or eliminate your capital gains taxes while protecting your assets from predatory litigation, visit blissfulinvestor.com/trusts. That's plural. There, you will find out more in a free recording with the world's foremost expert on a new kind of trust structure you've probably never heard of. This is a true generational wealth building business and personal asset protection and tax mitigation structure dating back to the founding of our country and is still used today. Just go to blissfulinvestor.com/trusts to find out more. It's free. Today, I am so excited to welcome to the show Zachary Beach. Zachary with SmartRealEstateCoach.com is located in Newport, Rhode Island. He works alongside his wife, Kayla, brother-in-law, Nick, father-in-law, Chris Prefontaine, and a great support team. He is a successful real estate investor, completing over 100 deals in under 3 years. And he continues to buy and sell property without using his own cash, credit, or investors' money. Zach's co-authoring their second book coming out in early 2019, The New Rules of Real Estate. And actually, it's come out and it's really good. I got it. Their launch, they hit a bestseller. It was really, really good. And for those of you that recognize Chris's name and the company name, yes, we had Chris Prefontaine on the show earlier, like it was early last year, actually, in 2018. He was amazing. And I just want to say that I really love working with him. He's going to be speaking at my event, which is coming up in March. And so I really love what the company is doing. And that's why I'm having Zach back to the show. So Zach, hello, welcome to the show.
Hey, Monica, your energy is amazing. I want to say that first and foremost, it gets me excited to jump into the show. And I look forward to having a fantastic conversation and bringing some great value to your audience.
Yeah, thank you. Chris did. And I know that your topics are different than his, even though you're within the same company. And what I really love is the balance in your company, the different people who handle things a little bit differently. And I think what my audience will see is that each of them can relate to different people in the company in a different way. So you guys offer so much. I just really love that. So could you start by just telling us a little bit about your story?
Yeah, of course. So my story, a little different than Chris's. He was in the business for 25 plus years. Myself, I've only been in the business for, say, 3.5. I was actually a bartender and personal trainer when I came out of college. And all I knew is I wasn't going in the corporate world. So bartending, here I come. So I was slinging drinks at night and then personal training each and every one of those people in the early morning. So you can just imagine that burning the candle on both ends get a little tiring. So when I was just about 24, almost 25 years old, I went to my father-in-law and brother-in-law and said, hey, I'd like to join real estate. I don't know if I'm going to like it, but I think it's going to be way better than what I'm doing now. And then joined in. Fast forward, 3.5 years later, we have two amazing companies, one on the coaching side and one on the investing side.
Nice. Yeah. So So, okay, the thing that you guys all talk about is terms. So tell me what terms means to you. How do you buy and sell on terms?
Yeah, so buying and selling on terms simply means that you're creating different options for sellers in order to craft up fantastic agreements. It could be buying on a lease purchase, buying on owner financing, buying a property subject to the existing loan. The primary focus is to not use your own cash, credit, or investors' money. And that way you can sleep at night, but you can also create amazing paydays. We can certainly dive into that later on as well.
Perfect. So you talk about terms from the perspective of dealing with a seller, but you also do that with buyers too, correct?
Yep. So we buy our property on terms, but that also allows us to sell through our rent to own program, which is probably the common term that you hear. So we're typically working with buyers who are just outside that financeable box. So someone who has enough money down, has saved, has decent credit, or someone who's self-employed that just needs time for seasoning. And what we really do is we provide that bridge to home ownership, getting somebody into a property that they can start investing in and living that American dream.
Yeah. And what I love about your company, tell me if this is true, is that you really do help people to get into that home. So I know a lot of people that sell on terms, they basically, for instance, if they'll do a lease option, the lease option will expire and then they're just like, okay, well, we'll do another lease option or you have to leave, right? And what I really love about you guys is that you really want them to be able to buy the house. And so you'll help them and do the things needed to make sure they do actually get to stay in the home and buy it. Is that true?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that that's becoming the norm, right? When you hear rent to own or you hear a lease option, you're automatically thinking of some of the gurus out there that are like, just take a non-refundable deposit, place them in the property. If they mess up, whatever, you'll go collect more money.
That's right.
We come from a family business, clearly. So we actually want to see families succeed. We want to help out these buyers that have either been through a bad situation or somebody that's in a good situation. They just need time in order to buy their own home. So yes, we do an extreme vetting process. We make sure that everything's 100% kosher on the front end. That way, we can strongly say that this person has a really good chance of becoming a homeowner. Now, don't get me wrong. There are people out there that default, right? Mm-hmm. Buyers go through a death. Buyers go through a divorce. Job relocation. Things that no one could foresee. But those are few and far between. And if that case happens, then the buyers do know that they were in a position where we were helping them become a homeowner, and they do lose their option at that time. But other than those small in between things, our buyers are extremely successful because we make sure that everything's done on the front end and we don't place anybody in a property that we truly don't think is going to make it to the finish line.
Yeah, I love that. I love your guys' philosophy and sort of your ethics around that. That's one of the things I really appreciate about you guys. So talk about how to use real estate to create wealth early in life.
I wish I actually started younger than I did. I started real estate when I was 25. I wish I started and knew about this. I probably wouldn't have went to college, but here I am.
College is good for its own, its own things, right?
I agree. I bring a lot of those marketing tactics and things I learned in college nowadays. But just get involved in real estate, period. And without even going into very specific details, just if you're young right now and you're looking to build some wealth, then it's time for you to start buying into real estate. And our techniques actually allow it. So it's really more of connecting with sellers and buyers without really having a super high investment as far as pulling out a bunch of your cash and trying to buy a rental property. So you're putting a lot of your own cash in there. Instead, it's just more or less working on your scripts and buying these properties with the correct terms. So I would suggest that you learn some of these techniques now. That way you have, if you can create some really long-term deals, you're 21, you get a 10-year deal, a 10-year term. I mean, you get some really large equity and some really large paydays by the time you're in your mid-30s.
Right. That's right. And, this is one of the things that I talk about is that real estate is not a short-term game unless you want to buy yourself a job. Like you can buy yourself a job with wholesaling, fix or flip or whatever. But if you really want it to be sort of passive and build true wealth rather than just another job with paydays, you need to give yourself time. It's a long-term game, right? And I always say, give yourself time to be right, because 2008 did happen. We are in cycles. Real estate is cyclical, just like every other kind of investment. So you want to give yourself the time to be right. So if you start early, you got a lot more time to be successful and like really successful. And in many cases, very early in life, you know, you can retire really young or go full-time really young, right?
Yeah, that's very true. Another cool thing that comes out of this is I actually bought my own house through a rent-to-own program. We crafted up, we bought it through terms. So I was able to gain a large amount of equity with little to no money down on a house. And I was actually able to buy a property that was in a probably slightly outside my price range as far as what I could show at that moment, but it gave me plenty of time to look forward in the future. So I was actually able to tie up a ton of equity. And now as we go to close on this property, it's a very nice home. We're actually able to take that as our first real investment as far as personal signing. So it was a really cool gain there. So anybody out there that is looking to buy their own house and doesn't want to put any money down and wants to create some really nice equity and leverage other people's financing, then that's certainly a fantastic way to do it, is by using some of our terms.
Yeah, that's awesome. You got to live somewhere anyways, right? So if you can't afford to buy your primary residence, why pay rent? You could do it this way instead.
Yeah, where I live in Rhode Island, we live in like the tourist area, and our rent was more than the mortgage that we ended up taking over on our lease purchase agreement. So we actually ended up saving money by moving into a house that was twice the size, was on the water, and we had more land than continuing to rent. So it was a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, true hardship, right? I'm so sorry. It's so good. I love this business.
So true.
Yeah. So if someone's brand new, tell them specifically, how can they get started?
Just like anything, I highly recommend, because there's so many niches out there, I'd say get really focused. Find the niche that fits best for you. It may not be our niche. It may not be buying and selling on terms. It may be wholesaling as a fantastic way to get started. It may be buy and holds, maybe the BRRRR method, however you want to do it. But find a niche first. Then secondly, I would find someone that's doing really well in that niche, so a mentor. Somebody that's still doing it. Most importantly, they're not teaching techniques from 10 years ago, as you were stating that the market is cyclical. So it probably, the techniques that they were teaching 10 years ago probably aren't working anymore. So I'd find somebody that's in the trenches right now doing it, and then put your blinders on. Don't look left, don't look right. Just start taking action, but follow those steps. That's what we do in our business. That's what we do in any sort of aspect in our business, whether it's hiring and firing, or it's buying and selling real estate, or it's working with VAs. We're always looking for the person that's ahead of us and following them.
Mm-hmm. I love that, because I think what happens, especially people that are listening to this podcast, I bring on amazing guests onto the podcast. And so what we see is that there's so many opportunities to make money in real estate, right? And it can get confusing because there's so many options, right? So it is really, really important to pick something and then go after it. Because if you get shiny object syndrome and keep going after the next opportunity and the next idea, you're never going to get very good at anything. And until you get good, you don't start to see true success, right? You'll see little successes, but you're not going to see true success. The other thing is, give yourself some time, focus, but you're also not married to that strategy. So let's say, for instance, you pick wholesaling. You could do wholesaling for a year or 6 months and decide, you know what, I don't want to do that, and switch. But don't be doing lots of different things at the same time. Learn something, do it, practice it, see if it's the right thing for you, and then get better and better at it. Wouldn't you agree?
I 100% agree. Just like anything out there, you got to make sure that you're following the right system and you're sticking with it. This is not a 1 year, this is not a 6 month plan. This is not a get rich quick scheme. Mm-hmm. This is a, let's build for 2, 3, 5, 10, 20 years. As you alluded to earlier, this is the long man's game. So if you plan on building massive equity and massive wealth with real estate, then then, you know, if you're just trying it for a year, then this is not, the real estate is not the best best option for you, as there's so many little things you need to learn and so many little hardships that you're going to deal within the industry. And it's really to master it and to eventually build wealth. And that's going to take some time.
Yeah. How do you incorporate social media into your real estate business?
Yeah, I think social media can play a pretty pivotal role. It can also be a distraction. So I recommend that using social media really to get your brand noticed in a way of you're not just another real estate investor out there. So by doing videos that are educating people, we do a lot of videos that educate those out there into our niche, because most buyers and sellers do not wake up in the morning and say, I want to sell my property on a lease purchase. I want to own or finance my property. I'm barely breaking even on making any profit in this house. I should sell it subject to the existing loan. That way I can just get out from underneath it and not pay a realtor. We take this time to educate sellers by, talking about, you know, commonly asked questions, or talking to them about, you know, recent issues that we've worked through and come up with solutions with sellers, or on the buyer side where we're offering a solution and how our program works, and also bringing to light some fantastic stories out there that we've helped people go from, you know, not be able to get a mortgage, work through our rent-to-own program, and now they have their own mortgage and they have their own property and they own it, and you know, they're kind of sailing off into the sunset. So it's important to use social media in a way for education, but also for testimonials, so that way people can truly see that you're doing what you're saying you're doing.
Do you feel like it really supports your business in a big way? Like, is it a good thing to do? Because it is one more thing for us to focus on, right, when we're running a business. So what do you think?
I think that it's an addition to. We built this business. We bought hundreds of homes before we got involved in social media. Do I think that it brings a sort of brand awareness nowadays and separates us from other investors? Yes. Because not everybody does it. And I think Gary Vaynerchuk said it well about 10 years ago, and he said that every single company is eventually going to be a media company. So if you are not promoting your brand in such a way and you're not letting people get to know who you are by like using your unique selling position there, we're a family business. We promote that we're a family business. That attracts some certain people to us in a way. But also nowadays, people automatically go look that up. So it's like they check, you hop off the phone, maybe you get off a cold call. Like maybe you called an expired listing or a for sale by owner, and you shoot them an email. They're going to go check two things. They're going to go check your website, and then they're going to go check your social media page to make sure that you're relevant, and they're going to check reviews. BBB will probably be third. So I'd make sure that you're really promoting yourself in a positive way out there and letting people know who you are.
Nice. Yeah. And I love what you're saying about really being relevant. So we talked about this a little bit earlier about being a coach or as an investor or whatever. Are you doing it now? Are you relevant? Right. So you guys are in the trenches, you're doing your thing and you're teaching it. So you're staying very, very relevant. But also when people are looking to buy and sell houses, they want to make sure you know what you're doing. I mean, if you're going to bring up a topic like a lease option, you're usually not going to talk about it as, I'm going to talk to you about a lease option, right? Or I'm going to talk to you about subject two. You're not going to bring it up that way. But there's going to be a conversation where they're going to realize we're doing creative financing. They want to know that they're dealing with someone who's reputable, who knows what they're doing, has done this before, and is going to take care of them. Because so much of the time, if they're in a distressed position where they're going to do one of these creative financing things, they've already got enough people, I don't want to say the word attacking, but you know what I mean? Like coming at them. It's nice to have someone that they can kind of feel like they trust that's going to kind of take care of the process, right? And I think your online presence really helps people to know that they're dealing with someone that they want to be dealing with that's going to take care of them.
Yeah, that's definitely correct there. So let me just hit something though, because you said the distressed sellers. I'll tell you that the distressed sellers are actually, we don't buy from many distressed sellers, honestly. The subject to deals, yes, which are probably on our lower end of deals that we are doing right now. But the owner financing deals, that's somebody that's 100% free and clear, and they're actually willing to take payments over a period of time for balloon. So they tend to be someone who's looking to get the absolute most of their property, but just need a little time or are willing to take time and wait for a balloon payment because they can get more for their property. Because we can pay a premium and extend that term, or even for some tax benefits as well, they're willing to extend that term before they get a balloon payment. And then lease option, same thing. We tend to be working more with sellers that have the ability to wait for their equity. Because somebody that needs a full cash deal today is probably going to go either to a wholesaler or they're going to go with a realtor because they'd rather have all their cash today than wait, 36, 48, 10 years for their equity. Mm-hmm. We work with both. And we certainly just look for anybody that's looking for a solution to their pain, whether their pain it means that they want more money or their pain means that they're in a position where they got to get rid of the debt relief.
Got it. I love that. Thank you for that. But in either case, your social media or your online presence is going to tell them whether you know what you're doing or not, right? And that's going to be relevant and important.
So. Yeah, that's super important. When any of our associates, that's what we call our associates, so people that we buy and sell property with and we lock arms in the trenches, we actually provide a letter that allows them to stay connected to us, which makes it easier for them to go get their BBB status because they are allowed, because it attaches them to us, and we've been doing deals for almost 27 years now. So it makes it a lot easier for them to go get their BBB status, which we highly recommend because being accredited is definitely going to be the difference between if you get some of these deals or not, because people are going to look that up.
Interesting. Ooh, I love that. Thank you for that. So we've got more to talk about, and we're going to do that in the extra portion of the show. I know we're going to do some deep dives on sort of how to get through this process and that sort of thing. And I know we're going to talk mostly about how to use a VA if you can't or don't want to hire a staff. So many of you ladies that are listening, I know that you have full-time jobs, and that's part of why you haven't gotten started, right? Because you don't have the time. Chris and Zach and their team, they all use VAs, and they teach their associates how to use VAs. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that in the extra portion of the show. And VA is virtual assistant. So just so you know. So I'm really excited about that conversation. But before we move on to that show, could you tell us how people can get in touch with you, Zach?
Yeah, I think the best way to get in touch with us is to go through our webinar. That's going to give you about 40 minutes or 45 minutes. It's absolutely free. Allow you to dive into our niche. It also allow you to get really a good view of who we are. Like I said before, we're from New England. We talk fast. We move fast. We're not the best fit for everyone. So that'll give you a really good idea to be able to kind of see our niche and who we are personally, and see if we're the people that you should put your blinders on and follow.
Nice.
I believe, Monica, you have the link.
Yeah. So you can get the free webinar at blissfulinvestorcompassionateinvesting.com. So that's blissfulinvestorcompassionateinvesting.com. Long URL. It will be in the show notes, I promise. So, and thank you for that, Zach. So are you ready for our three rapid fire questions?
I am ready.
Okay, so Zach, tell us one super tip on getting started in real estate investing.
Yeah, I think we kind of covered it throughout this entire show, which is there are techniques out there for you to be able to use zero of your own money and not your own credit, because as you mentioned earlier, we are in a cyclical market, and if OA does happen and you have too much money out there, you can get hit badly again. So the super tip would be follow the trends and do your best to not over leverage yourself. So use these techniques and use terms deals in order to create large paydays without putting yourself out there.
Nice. And then what's one strategy on being successful in real estate investing?
Yeah, I would say that being patient is the best technique that I could give you. Ask more questions. Don't try to force, a deal. I was just actually on the phone with an associate of ours as we hop on the phone and we work with their sellers and we work with their buyers. And this particular seller we spoke with originally back in June, And I've been going back and forth with my associate, and he's been doing a really good job of constantly working them through the process. And they kept saying no to the terms that we were offering. So I just said, all right, well, let's pull back. We waited about a month. I was traveling. And so I hit him again, and we had an additional conversation, and we ended up getting, because we waited, we ended up getting $10,000 off the purchase price. And we ended up getting two additional years for our term. So originally the seller wanted somewhere in the it was about 400, and they only wanted to go 36 months. By the time we waited through the patient process, we ended up getting it for 380 for a 60-month term. So that's a difference of probably $20,000, $30,000, could be $40,000, depending on the principal pay down and the spread on that. So I would just highly recommend that just be patient. I was never like that when I first joined the business. The original deal that I did cost us $30,000 right off the bat because we didn't de-lead the house. So I've been there, made tons and tons of mistakes. But being patient is the number one thing that I've learned to create better deals and a better lifestyle, frankly.
Yeah, I love that. And that's my thing too, is patience, right? Give yourself the time to be right, right?
Like it.
So I love that. Okay, so and then what is one daily practice that you would say contributes to your personal success?
This may sound a little strange, but I would say working out, getting up in the morning and working out has always been something that's kept my mind right. It's almost like a meditative state for me. I recommend meditating as well, but working out gets my body moving. I always have way more energy and I'm way more clear throughout those days that I do work out compared to the ones I don't. So keeps my energy up, keeps me fired up, and keeps me moving forward. So I would recommend that you pick up some weights or some bands, run on the treadmill, or do something every morning.
Yeah, that doesn't sound strange. Actually, there are a lot of people on this podcast that talk about exercise first thing in the morning because it just kind of gets your body, you know, ready, right? It oxygenates, it gets your mind focused. It's really, really good on so many levels.
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah. So Zach, this has been an amazing conversation. Thank you so much for what you've shared so far.
Thank you.
And ladies, thank you for joining Zach and I on this portion of the show. Please stay tuned for extra. If you're subscribed, we are going to be talking about how to use virtual assistants to make this business work for you in a blissful way. And if you're not subscribed to extra, but would like to be, just go to realestateinvestingforwomenextra.com and you can subscribe there. For those of you who are leaving us now, thank you for joining us. I look forward to seeing you on the next show. And until then, remember, goals without action are just dreams. So get out there, take action, and create the life your heart deeply desires. I'll see you next time. Thank you again for joining me on the Real Estate Investing for Women podcast. If you love this show, please subscribe, rate, and review it on iTunes. As women, we need to support and empower each other to build wealth and live joyful lives. Your support of this podcast by subscribing, rating, and reviewing it will help other women just like you learn about building blissful wealth through investing. And remember to download your free report so you can get started on your investing journey at blissfulinvestor.com. See you next time.